Cremona. A new residential organics disposal pilot program launched in Cremona on March 26 represents a great move forward for the village and the larger community, says Red Deer Mountain View Member of Parliament Earl Dreeshan. An official ribbon cutting for the program took place at the Cremona Bottle Depot, with Dreeshan, Cremona Mayor Tim Hagen, EcoGrowth environmental officials, including Director Glenn Smith, and Cremona Bottle Depot officials and staff among those taking part. Spearheaded by Calgary-based EcoGrowth Environmental, the six-month pilot program involves a machine called an EcoGrowth organic reactor that will dehydrate food scrap waste and turn it into a light, odor-free material, which can be used as fertilizer or a green fuel source. Dreeshan, who co-chairs the Federal Environment Committee in Ottawa, called the pilot process groundbreaking. "I think you are going to be extremely proud of what is going to happen," said Dreeshan. "This is amazing. I want to commemorate this great partnership. I've seen a lot of different types of projects in the last little while. Certainly the methane intensities are a key thing that people are talking about. It is really an excellent plan and I certainly appreciate the great work that you have done. Of course this doesn't happen by chance. It means that people have looked at areas and the community knows they can keep people engaged. That's the critical part." Kim Karen, president of EcoGrowth Environmental, also spoke during the ribbon-cutting ceremony. "This really is what I call ground zero for landfill methane avoidance," said Karen. "This is a global problem. Governments around the world have pledged to reduce global methane emissions by 30%. The project fits in perfectly. It's a rapid dehydration system and we think this is going to be the ideal cost abatement strategy for every small to medium-sized community. We think this is a technology that will go throughout the world. This is really a win-win. It's a global initiative and this is ground zero for that initiative." Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper was scheduled to attend the ribbon cutting but was unable to attend due to a private matter. However, in a text message he said, "This is a great project for the Cremona region. I hope it will be a success."